Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, it's your old pal, The Voice, Dustin, here with another episode of Drunken Lullabies, and it has been an eventful weekend. Ugh. I just survived 2 days at the Peoria Beer Fest, working at the distilled booth, socializing, passing out business cards like a pedophile passing out candy. It was a good time. I drank so many delicious, great beers. Met a lot of cool people like Rachel from Upland, Eric from Stone, Jeremy from Two Brothers, Jeff from Founders. I did not meet Audible Fart. He was not there. And Craig and Cam from Burr Oak. And yeah, it was...
You might have survived the beer fest.
I did.
I survived my first night without our son.
Yeah.
Wife's mother watched him overnight, and I said... I'm not going to drink much because I want to enjoy my good night's sleep. We ended up shutting the bar down. My wife might be pregnant again. I drank about 20 Captain and Cokes. And okay. The bar we had didn't have a lot of craft beer, and I drink a lot.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm here to drink.
You're
this
here.
Morning.
It's
I figured
nice.
The best way to kill any kind of hangover is to drink more.
It's just nice to have you back on the show again.
That's
it's
right.
Been a while.
I've been on hiatus.
Yes.
Took a break from the rap game, went on hiatus.
And now you're back.
Better
than ever.
Whatever. I forget the lyrics.
Yeah,
whatever.
I don't know. But yeah, it was really cool meeting a lot of people that I found out already knew the show. Like, I would get introduced to somebody and I'd hand them the card and they're like, oh, you're the Drunken Lullabies guy. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, I love the show. It's like... Awesome.
Were they like, where's the audible fart? Was that the next question?
No, like...
Where's the audible fart?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No. You need to get business cards to say that.
Audible fart? Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Audible fart
Make
business
people
cards.
Call me that? Sounds like a Howard Stern character or something like that.
So, yeah, if you missed out, it was a great time. There were several people that have been on the show that I hung out with, more than I can name, and future guests as well. It was awesome drinking great beer with great people.
Wait, weekend. Drinking great beer? Speaking of that, why don't we drink?
Let's do that.
Some great beer.
You know what? But first, I want to say what our word of the day is.
Oh.
And I also want to mention who's joining us.
Oh,
we
Jesus.
Haven't even
Look
introduced.
At me. Just getting
you
ahead.
You can start pouring if you want.
All right.
You're just really anxious to drink.
Well, it's been like 8 hours since I've had an alcoholic beverage.
Our drinking game is still in effect. You probably know the rules. Anytime somebody swears, anytime somebody audibly farts or burps, anytime somebody does an impression, pop culture reference, or says the word of the day, you take a drink. And the word of the day is hands.
Oh,
hands.
Gee, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird... What does that have to do with beer? I mean, that's a stupid word.
Well,
why would you choose
it's
that?
It's because we're drinking beer from tired hands.
Oh.
Is that a masturbation reference?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Actually, I did watch a video yesterday about tired hands, because I was like, I wonder what it means.
Was it the Kraftwerk one that Weiss did?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I found out about it.
Yeah, it was cool, and he just said it's kind of just like a reference at the base of just, you know, you're working all day with your hands.
Oh, okay, well.
You get tired hands.
I thought maybe you were doing...
I like masturbation reference way more,
yeah.
Going skiing?
Yeah, going skiing
that's
in the backseat.
That's way cooler. Let's assume that's what it actually means.
All right, well, joining us for the first time, he's been... referenced or mentioned on the show before,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Our buddy Drew.
Hello.
And Drew, where do you work?
I work at Distill.
How about that? And you know what? They sponsor our show, and they didn't even know he was going to be
what?
On. We're just bringing it all.
We're that awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you please mention Drew's awesome shirt he has on?
Oh, the Xena Warrior too. Princess?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
I never got into Xena.
Whatever, bro.
I don't know. I guess I just don't like shows about Amazonian lesbians. Or, I don't know. Like, I'm not a Wonder Woman fan either. I did see the Batman Superman movie, though.
It's Xena, bro.
Yeah.
Let the record show that
you're more of a Hercules kind of guy. Gotcha.
I'm wearing a Cheap Trick shirt. They're in the Hall of Fame now, so. And you're, what are you wearing, Blake?
I'm wearing a shirt of one of the beers we're going to be drinking today that I actually wore last night.
So you're wearing a Tired Hands
shirt. I'm wearing a Tired Hands shirt. Yes, that's correct.
That's awesome. Well, this first beer we're drinking.
What's the name of it?
It's called Tired Hands Hop Hands.
Oh, Hop Hands.
Hop Hands.
Okay.
It's an American Pale Ale at 5.5%. It's brewed with oats, hopped intensely with Simcoe, Centennial, and Amarillo hops. Hazy, juicy, and eminently crushable. It has notes of tangelo, kiwi.
You made that word up. That's not a word.
Tangelo?
Nope,
tangelo.
You made it up.
No, he was bullshit. He was an R&B singer. He's the one that, like,
That's right.
The music video where the girl was blowing him.
Yeah. Okay, yep. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dank, nectarine, honeysuckle, and grapefruit. So, yeah. Now, Blake, I don't know much about Tired Hands. I'm talking about the brewery.
Yeah. Because you know plenty about the other kind of Tired Hands.
I did
thank
watch.
Thank God for Brianna. Right? His hands aren't so tired anymore. But her poor hands, calloused. Have you seen those things? Oh my gosh. But sorry, Brianna.
Yeah, I watched that Kraftwerk video that I recommend everybody who wants to see a little bit about Tired Hands. But
it's cool. It's like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And
they've done some other breweries as well. But
yeah,
it's cool to see the ins and outs.
Yeah, so I learned a little about them on their, Gene, the guy that, like, started the brewery, I was, read a little more about him online as well. And he actually, I didn't realize this, like, well, he, at first, he started out kind of like a lot of guys do. Obviously he's homebrewing, and then he won a beer competition, like a pretty big one. And then he actually went to work for Weyerbacher, which I don't know if some people might hear. We don't really get them around here, but, in the Midwest, like up in Michigan and maybe even by Chicago, you can get them. And they got, like, their Sunday morning stouts really good. And so he was working at Weyerbacher for a little while and then went to another brewery, I believe it's called Iron Hill, and worked for them and then ended up starting Tired Hands in about 2011. And their whole thing is, like, just local, like, it's like, like the brew pub. So they try to get everything from, like, within like 100 miles, like all their food, they bake their own bread. It looked really cool. Like kind of like artisanal, source everything locally. And actually in that Kraftwerk video that Drew sent me is cool. They actually showed them for like a test batch. They were just going out and getting this like tiny little like orange looking fruit.
That's right.
Like a lot of people.
Was that a tangelo?
Maybe it's a tangelo. Yeah, it's like an invasive.
It's like an invasive fruit species that like a lot of people consider unedible. And like they were out just like shaking them off this bush and we're just grabbing them, like took them back.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's a pretty cool looking place. It's not like real big or anything. I mean, you can't really get it in distribution. I had to trade to get these, but now, it's definitely worth it.
Drew, have you had any of their beer before?
Never.
So,
first time.
Yeah, same here.
In fact, the whole reason I'm on this show is because I saw Blake's Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, hint, hint.
Yeah.
If you're doing a show about Tired Hands, I would love to.
I am.
Ask and you shall receive. I was like, boom, done.
Yeah, when he saw the same post, it was just like, oh, well, I think I know what we can do.
I need to drink that.
I like. So yeah, this is pretty good. It's it almost looks like
it's pretty light, but I mean,
like a Fresca.
It's chewy. That's what I like.
What I like about it too. It's kind of like those juicier, like the IPAs that are a lot of the East Coast IPAs, because it's got like, it's like hazy. You can't see through it. Almost. Looks like some like pulpy lemonade.
I was thinking, grapefruit juice, something.
That's awesome.
Definitely. I kind of like that a lot of breweries are doing this now. Like, clarification isn't always like
it's not
scripture
necessary
anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I love that people are just kind of
like unfiltered. Is that what that is when they say unfiltered?
So
yeah, the unfiltered ones. It's like, I don't know. I love it.
Hoof-hearted, like that brewery and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had their Rollerblade recently. Yeah. Oh my god,
and
that
drank Everybody Wants Some Citra. I think that was one of the last episodes you were actually on.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
No.
It happens. But you're back.
I'm back.
And you're going to be on the show a lot more frequently.
Almost
swallowing
gas. I've had a fart and a burp. Boom. I'm making up for lost time.
You need to.
I'm not a big burper. My wife can verify that. She knows that I don't burp much.
Yeah. Well, you want to play some music?
I can't really play any instruments. I mean, I played violin and piano like way
back. Well, I didn't mean us. Really, I thought like...
You know,
we could just drink while we listened to some music.
You don't want me to actually play the music?
No, from our artist of the week.
Oh, my bad. It's been so long since I've been on, I kind of forgot the structure.
I think what we're going to do, we're going to leave the music up to Prof.
Oh.
If that's okay with you.
I like that. I like that a lot.
All right. So we're gonna drop some beats here. Prof is the newest signee to Rhymesayers Entertainment. They're up in Minneapolis. They're a fantastic hip-hop, indie hip-hop label. He had 3 self-released albums plus 3 additional mixtapes of exclusive material already under his belt before releasing his debut on Rhymesayers. And it should come as no surprise that he's been tirelessly making music for over a decade. While he's continued to develop over the time, both musically and artistically, he's also fine-tuned his live show to such a spectacle that he's undeniably making a lasting impression on the scene. Once considered the underdog, Prof has fought his way to the forefront of the scene and amassed a ravenous following along the way.
Wow.
The new album is called Liability. I think it came out last fall, if I remember right.
It's good stuff. I love that we're bringing people all kinds of music.
Yeah.
Too, you know?
It's a great album, and it's all over the place. It involves fighting, drinking, you know, drug addicts. And there's tons of guests on the album, like Tech N9ne's on it, Waka Flocka Flame.
Oh.
Waka Flocka Flame.
Oh, man.
And Petey Pablo. So, it's good shit, and... Now we have to smell whatever you
just
did.
Oh, you don't
want to
smell what I just did. I don't think it was
I'm
audible,
so glad you made us egg sandwiches before we started drinking.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
It smells like eggs.
This is the song, the lead single off of Liability. This is Bar Breaker, and it's got a great music video that I will post on our Facebook page, so make sure you check that out. But anyway, here is Prof on Drunken Lullabies.
Call me the bar breaker. You should kick me out the club. I'm a big bad wolf. I'm a Jameson thug. Hey! I wave high while I'm cave diving day high. Coated in KY, we'll orgy on the hayride. I hustle like an Ethiopian custodian. Quick, grab the trophies. You can leave behind the opium. Hey! Executive American, all the way from a derelict. Drinking at the Sheridan, daring chicks in the marriages. Oh yeah, marry me, baby. Half hour later, you can carry me, baby. Hey! I'm skinny dipping, swimming with young. Wasn't pimping, it's been a minute.
Hey!
No need to pay me to, I'm drinking in some Daisy Dukes. 80 proof, get retarded like a baby do. I'm so good at rap, it's not even fair. You know my shit pains, I ain't talking about hair. Come on!
Hey! 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 Hey!
3 smoking hot chicks and a couple of babes. Call me the mailman, how I come every day.
Hey!
If you ain't feeling my shit, it's completely understandable. They calling me bro. Finish a bottle and I'm good to go. No, you're all lame and I'm not even bold. So untouchable, I'm in the zone. Fall back, dibby-dip, what you call that? Hit the dick, better lick to the ball sack. Bring a beer to the kid and I'm on that Ryugan. They all on my new shit, thugs and their students. Girl, I'm a cowboy, baby, I'm a nuisance. I'm a problem, tell me that you love me. You can be your model, it don't matter if you chubby. Tickle, tickle, all my ways in the middle. Give me trouble, big girls, they make me feel so little. Take your clothes off, we're streaking in my kitchen. Fishing, fucking, kissing.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm buck wild, I never have it together. Have you noticed I leave every show in a stretcher? Prof in the amper lamp on his way to the hotel. These hoes smell, I hope the blowjob goes well. Whiskey in my IV, boner in my boxers. I'm always with some Rosario Dawson imposters.
Hey.
Head like a dildo, back is made of rubber. I'm the energizer bunny, I'm a tough mother. Tomorrow it's my birthday, I'll sign up for karate and kidnap
the sensei and get the black belt probably. I know you see me win the beef with John Stamos. 100 years from now, that show will still be on cable. What kind of man is this? High on medical cannabis, starting riots on campuses. No one should be a fan of this. Listen closely, I'm not gonna shout. I've tried being humble, it's just not working out.
And we're back. That was Bar Breaker, and I think Blake broke his ass.
Dustin, you know why God made farts smell?
No.
So deaf people could enjoy them too.
Oh, that's okay. Lovely. Jeez. They're gonna make these chicken nuggets that are next to me taste very, very.
So I'm a little disappointed that you don't get to hear the music on the podcast.
Sometimes we play.
Yeah. Did I just expose something?
No,
you motherfucker.
For you listening at home, you don't actually
hear. Oh, just
now we got to take
giving away all our secrets. If you don't hear from Drew anymore, he's fine. Trust us.
See, Drew, this is why we do it. Is because we want you to listen to the show when it comes out, and then you're
like, I want to hear that song. Like I've heard it, and it's dope.
So next Sunday when this comes out, you'll hear the music then. So I'm ready for more beer. Are you?
Let me ask my liver. Please stop. Please. Oh yeah, it's ready.
All right. Well, beer number two. It's the Punge. It's a double IPA. It's 8%. And it's also from Tired Hands. It is brewed with a solid base of oats and is heavily hopped with a blend of our favorite pungent.
No, I've had all these.
Pungent hops. That's why it's called Punge. And it's juicy and life affirming. It has notes of herbaceous green stuff. Figure that out yourself.
Herbaceous green stuff.
Grape flesh, intense lime zest, and candied watermelon.
That's amazing.
So
some amazing descriptors on this beer.
Yeah.
I like
the natural progression of like noses on these beers. Like a pale ale was gnarly and this is like way gnarlier.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh man.
Gnarly.
That's awesome. We're all drinking right now.
Yeah, Drew.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
I got lost.
It's okay. Hey. We're going to do this differently rather than wait till the end of the show. What's the first craft beer that you remember enjoying? Well, I guess having, too.
Having either.
So I kind of had, like, my story's kind of weird because I actually didn't start drinking until I was 22 years old.
Okay.
I was
kind of like the bottle cap kid. He was a late starter too.
Yeah,
I was a straight edge kid in high school, up until I was 22, and you know I started drinking beer, and it was just like obviously domestics.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I had like a cooler story, but I want to say like I wouldn't even like I struggle to call this craft now, but I think like I did probably like I'm struggling to think of the name now. What's what's the English ale that everyone drinks?
Sam Smith?
No. Newcastle.
Newcastle. Yeah, whatever, though.
I started with like a
six. It's definitely
Newcastle.
More complex than a Bud Light.
And definitely went to like wheat, obviously. Like
right. That's what a lot of people do, yeah.
Probably Blue Moon or something.
Yeah, Blue Moon was like my first.
I think Harvest Moon might have been like my first, like the pumpkin variation. I think that was like my first intro into like, oh man, dude, you know about craft beer?
Dude, craft beer? Do you drink craft beer? Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
Bruh.
So, yeah, 100%. That's probably my first beer.
Yeah, I was pushing the distilled beers at Beer Fest. I was I gave myself the title of Multimedia Ambassador.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Is a title, Multimedia Ambassador.
You probably write one hell of a resume.
Yeah, you're a professional bullshitter.
So, I was standing up there talking to people and be like, you know, so, because when Alex wasn't back there pouring, it was volunteers. And not all the volunteers are very well-versed. You know,
like this beer tastes like beer. It has like lots of beery notes.
I mean, they're there for charity. It's a great cause, but they're not necessarily in the industry. They don't know the product, so it does help. Somebody walks up and they're looking. And it's like, what are you into? You know, are you an IPA fan? Do you like Blue Moon? If you like Blue Moon, try the Weisenheimer. Like, it's much better. It's local, and you know, I got a few people to try the sours that had never had them. I'm like.
Do you get some interesting looks for some people?
My buddy Maris, who works for 105.7 the local radio
station. X rocks.
I hadn't seen him in a while, and he'd never had sours, and I got him some of the Here Goes and Nothing, and I just made a huge fan.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, he loved it.
That's a jump.
He got a second one.
Oh, wow.
He dug it so much. So
that's cool.
It was like, yeah, you know, if you can jump right in on those,
right.
Bless your heart, because it took me a
while. The water is fine, yeah. So come on in.
Yes. Right.
We'd like to, but we cannot swim.
Goldie and Gus?
Yeah, boom. That's a local reference.
Actually, it's not.
It's not?
As weird as it is, I actually looked this up. It was like a franchise type thing.
What?
Gus and Gold. I know. I thought it was just a Peoria thing too, but Gus and Goldie, I think you could buy rights to use them or something. And that commercial, I don't even think.
I'm sure I'm ignorant here. I don't understand this reference.
Whoa, maybe. Well, how old are you, Drew?
I'm 29.
Okay, so yeah, you're not much younger than me. Maybe you just missed those when there was on.
Hey, everybody, would you look at us? We're swimming like Goldie and Gus. No need to worry, no need to fuss. We're swimming like Goldie and Gus.
Yeah! Oh my gosh. That was ridiculous.
It was, these two giant, like, fish mascots.
Oh, okay.
And,
they sell, like, used furniture or something?
I mean, it was a commercial. I just found it here on YouTube, actually. So I'm going to play this. We don't have the rights to it, but fuck it. No, that was not an audible fart from Blake. We're waiting for this commercial.
Oh, we're actually
start.
Playing. We're playing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're going to. We sang the whole song.
Well, the oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's in Dragonland?
What do you mean you can't swim? Hey, stop that mess and get down to the pool and start your lessons. Gotta get with Gus and go.
Learning to swim is a life preserver, and you can sign up for swimming.
Those fish are so fucking scary looking, too.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
So register.
Like they're gonna eat the children. wait for it.
Oh, nice.
So, I don't know, maybe it was just
that's
Peoria,
terrifying.
But I was thinking that
either
it was
way,
available other places,
someone
too.
Either got a lot of entertainment out of that that's local, or there's some listener from outside the area that's like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
We're taking
like,
things back.
What kind of terrifying childhood commercials did you have?
Yeah.
Maybe we can post a screenshot of Goldie and Gus when we release the episode, you know?
You do an episode with Goldie and Gus.
Now that would be awesome.
I heard they drink like fishes.
Oh!
Bazinga.
They don't have...
Dad joke 101.
Yeah, they don't have hands. They got fins, so it's gonna be hard to hold the beers, I think.
That's why they just chug. They always just have somebody give them a ball. That's why fish always chug. Can't hold the glass.
I'm trying to figure out if I like the hop hands or the punch better.
Definitely more of a punch fan, I think.
Because it's stronger?
Yeah, I just base our beers on alcohol.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're going to Milk and Wednesday next. And you're gonna jizz yourself.
We already did that.
You already jizzed yourself?
No.
Jeez.
What do you think?
You really like this beer. That's why you have tired hands.
While we finish up our punch... I think we're going to hear a word from one of our fellow shows on the FCF network. Let's listen to IBWIP this
week. Woohoo!
All right, we'll be back.
For over 8 years, Blake Clayton, the podcasting god, has brought you the best in roots music, adult comedy, and real talk with his ever-revolving cast of co-hosts in the form of It Burns When IP. Join one of the true podcast originators along with intern Heather and the Bottle Cap Kid as they play games, interview interesting characters, and just maybe uncover the meaning of life. New episodes of IBWIP can be found every Friday on the Fakakta Comedy Network. Check us out at fcfnetwork.com and join in on the fun.
And we're back.
And we're back.
What was that?
And I'm back. Hey, no, real quick, I forgot to mention something. Because Tired Hands has, like, a really distinct art. Like, if you see the art, you kind of, like, know it's their beers. And I forgot to mention that earlier when I was talking about the brewery. The guy that started the brewery actually does, like, all the audible expulsion of gas. He does all the artwork himself. And
it's
pretty sweet.
They're just plain cans with just, a sticker.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Matte finish sticker on the side.
But the artwork's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, like, he posts, like, on their social media, like, he's got this, like, window at the brewery where he'll, like, the beers that are on, like, he draws, like, the artwork for him and that. And I take a picture of it, so that's, like, all him.
Drew is going to make his way over to my side of the...
wave that the other way.
Yeah.
Of the...
Woo!
You're on the bad end of the love hole.
There might be an audible explosion of poop. I hope not.
We've been drinking some juicy IPAs. We don't need anything
else. It's
weird.
It's like juicy. I drank a bunch of food and ate a bunch of shit last night. It's weird. I don't know why my stomach hurts.
What's the next beer we're going to drink?
T-shirt beer.
High Road.
Oh, wow. That was very loud. You take the high road. I'll take the low. Port. All right, so the High Road, it's another double IPA.
It's not as hazy.
And it's brewed with spelt, I guess.
Ooh, spelt.
And, I love spelt. And I've always said, it's my favorite fish. If you can find some spelt.
He who spelt it, dealt it. Yeah. I think that's a, that's a thing, too. That's a
classic phrase.
Yeah, and it's hopped intensely with Mosaic, Citrus, Simcoe, and Centennial.
Ooh.
So
it has hops.
Yeah, just a few.
Wait, this double IPA has hops? That's, yeah. I don't know if
just
that's
a few,
true.
Just a few hops. Mm. But yeah, So it's, the logo for this, it looks like a chicken foot on, like, the Bertha.
It's making
logo,
a peace
Grateful
sign.
Grateful Dead, yeah.
So, yeah, it's like a mock Grateful Dead, that's what I get from it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That punch had a good hop burp.
Finish. You know what? No idea is original. Life is a mirror of confusion. Negativity is a prison. Take the high road. That's what it says on the can.
I like this beer, and I get the back end of a chicken nugget.
Stuff. Oh, really? Yeah. You're picking up a little chicken nugget?
I don't think... I don't think the listeners at home are going to get that if they're drinking this.
My wife bought some chicken nuggets and couldn't finish them, and...
They're
now being consumed.
We had to snap our photo.
We were snapping a selfie. If I look really hungover and like I haven't showered and I'm wearing the same clothes I did yesterday, that's the look I was going for.
You're a blur.
Good. That's
how you feel.
I feel like a blur. So
hungover buys.
We do this for you guys. You guys are driving me to drink. All right, you listeners. I hope you feel good about yourselves.
I'm trying to think if I've drank anything aside from beer since Friday. I had some water. I think that's it.
I mean, there's water in here, so...
Yeah.
I mean,
it's, like, mostly water.
Yeah, so really, like, you've basically just been drinking water, so you're good.
Yeah. I've had, like, a couple waters and, like, 6 or 7 corn dogs all weekend.
Oh, corn dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, I love corn dogs.
Nuggets or on a stick?
Oh, on a stick.
Dude.
I'm old school.
Yeah, you gotta do it on a stick.
Yeah.
Corn dogs, what's up?
The batter. So it's like all the alcohol.
There's nothing better than me getting like fresh at like somewhere where they're actually making like a corn dog.
What is
like,
in that oil?
They just dipped it and then I had a crack.
Love.
I understand a little bit about cooking and I don't understand where like oil for carnivals comes from.
It's amazing.
Like this, it comes from the carnies. Like,
it's just there's greasy.
They just sweat.
Sweat. Hey, yeah. It tastes that good, then
I don't know.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
They live on funnel cakes and elephant ears and lemon shake-ups.
Who couldn't?
And they're sweat.
And they all have diabetes. Diabetes.
Ball of boobles.
Oh, my God. What the fuck was that? That was awesome.
That's
I tried to take a sip of my beer. Like, what? I was not expecting that. I'm just... the face you made. That was such a weird...
That's from IBWIP. That's where that comes from.
Oh my god!
Anytime somebody says diabetes on that show, Blake has to make that face and do that voice. I always go the Wilford Brimley way.
Yeah, diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yeah,
but yeah, he does.
That's what I think of. Whatever that was. Let's say one more time. Can we?
If I can try. It's like a double chin golem.
No, it's because that's how all diabetics sound. I've known some diabetics, and that's how they talk. So it's fair. That's exactly it. Yeah. So.
Oh man, I need to stop laughing so I can drink this beer. Obviously, we do not take the high road.
No,
we
take the low
we road. Go the low route. Yeah. Well, I enjoy this. I think. we're going to play another song that Drew will have to wait a week to hear. Because we didn't tell him who we were playing, so we couldn't brush up. But this song, this is Ghost, and this features Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne?
Tech N9ne. So yeah, and Prof is on tour currently, so look for local dates. I know he's doing some shows in St. Louis, I believe, probably Chicago.
Can I clear someone? Is he really a college professor? Does he have a PhD?
I believe so, yes.
He does?
Yes.
All
right. In the hippity hop.
In the hippity hop? Yeah. In Ebonics? Does he have a PhD in Ebonics?
A doctor of the hippity hop.
Maybe a little bit in undergrad.
He's got a PhD, a pretty huge dick.
Well, there you go. On that note.
Keeping it classy.
Yeah, let's listen to some music.
What am I to do when all I really see is garbage? They all narcissistic and harmless, delusionally carsick. What I'm talking about is all these rappers on the market claiming they got skill, I beg your motherfucking pardon. Make me wanna barge in some apartment and start arson. Awesome, put a rapper body in our garden. My Martian, we on the same planet. I don't see anybody fucking with me, goddamn it. Prof, I've been hot since Michael J. Fox could talk. I'm a genius and use my conquer lines. The last one who's underrated, who yet hasn't made it anyway, Mazel Tov. I'm better than a midday fuck. Name a rapper, man, I think they suck. I'ma buy no big rape truck. What, drive around the country with my fist taped up, yup. Y'all a puddle of piss. Love it or not, at least I give 100%. Is it cause I ain't covered in tattoos? Well, sit back, cupcake, I got bad news. You can't look me in the face. Tell me you're satisfied. Look me in the face. When I listen to the radio, it'd be like Comedy Central. I wanna be gentle, but I got to come and drop the bomb on these symbols who honestly sent you the vomit. They promised on it, but it really gets sonically mental. I'ma be in two places in the big canonically temple. Bang on them, a lot of them never was hot to me. Shockingly popped, awesomely prophets be topping the charts, even got a hot top of tea. Watch the G-pop pop, give a colostomy. Damn, I can't kill them when they whack, but for real, the Nina skill can kill them in the rap. The feeling is through the ceiling when I'm willing through the trap. Yeah. Dealing music, a million take the villain, will adapt. Yeah. But a lot of these motherfuckers are crap. Yeah. Crap. Yeah. I think we should put together an app for the rappers that don't have a rhythm bone in their ass, a disaster. But I teach them to never think in they swag, cause Alaska. Yeah. When they this oozy, wanna give them this oozy, miscusy. Did you say the way I'm speaking is bougie? Yeah. That's when you lose me. How pathetic can you be when saying these fools be better than me? That's a doozy. Yeah. Rap, yeah. Everybody wanna try it. Yeah. But the tech I need a flow, you can't deny it. Yeah. Laughing at a lot of rappers, I can't hide it. But it ain't they fault, it's the motherfuckers that buy it. You can't look me in the face. Tell me you're satisfied. Look me in the face. Are you satisfied? You can't look me in the face. Tell me you're satisfied. You can't look me in the face. Are you satisfied?
I've been so close. Come to think about it, I'm a ghost. Some people believe in Bibles. Some believe in something that their eyes don't know. So I'm about to tell you how the psycho go, okay? I've been swimming uphill for a decade plus. By the time I'm done, I'll be one of the best they was. It's like the country walking over a billion barrels of oil. They ain't even find me because of the mud. Find out Prof is a ghost that lives with a neck like that and a rope like this. Flow like bricks. So underrated that I held my dick till I broke my fist. And these days, rappers just show up and spit on the track. Make me want to throw up and shit on the track. Put a lid on that. Roll it up into a blunt. Take a hit on that. I'm so gifted, it's like Santa's here. I roll deep, even got my grandma here. So fly, oh my, I need landing gear. So bright, y'all might catch a tan in here. Give me your can to me, you can tell a bandit near. I come around and sun goes blacker than the panda's ear. You follow Captain Planet's here. I shine like a chandelier. The only motherfucker man in here.
Me too.
Dude, I drank like six of those one night.
Yes.
Six of them. Like, it's what I took to drink at this diaper party I was at, and my...
Diaper party? Diaper. Does that come with some weird kind of sex thing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Diaper fetish.
That's what I'm into. Yeah.
Like, you dress up as a giant baby and...
You were. I can't talk about it. The first rule of diaper party is you don't talk about diaper party. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Well, I think the listeners want to know too. I can't
say anymore.
Fine. All right. Well, let's drink some more beer
for another episode.
Yeah. Let's open this up, and it's time for our sponsor.
Spotlight.
Man, I almost
sponsor Spotlight.
I almost stretched it out the whole time. Distill. There are our boys and ladies. There's some lovely ladies that work there. And
ladies.
We're getting into some new stuff. You know, we've drank a lot of their beer, but there's always new ones to try. And they bottled us up some bombers for our upcoming episodes. A stuff that might not be able to find as easily.
Very tough.
You may have to visit Distill to get it. But we don't.
The label on this beer is like some of the coolest artwork I've seen.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, what is that, masking tape? With a Sharpie. Yeah. Jeremy, you do some great design work, but this one is a little lacking.
It's one of your most lacking, Jeremy. I'm sorry.
It's just a plain glass bottle with a piece of tape that says Wild Sour Creek.
It's minimalism.
Never mind. Apologies to Jeremy. Good work, Jeremy. Maybe I see what you're doing here. Very minimalist.
It's kind of Dada-esque, you know? All right, whatever. I get it. I just want to taste it. So let's crack this open. You got your Yopener?
Yopener.
Hold on.
It's upstairs. Oh, God. What are we going to do? Oh, my God.
No self-respecting beer drinker doesn't have a bottle opener on his keychain. I've been...
Agreed.
I traveled once without one, and...
What a nightmare.
It was. I was trying to drink beer in the hotel Freckles and I were staying at, and I had to figure out how to open them on a cabinet handle. But the thing is, the angle it was at, when I popped it, the beer was very sideways, and it exploded, and there was beer all over the place.
So, fun fact about Distill, us warehouse guys like to try and open bottles with as many inanimate objects as we can possibly find.
That's awesome. I just got a book that Freckles bought for me. It says 99  ways to open a beer without a bottle opener.
I just recently found out about the paper method.
Really?
Have you seen this? You take a piece of paper, you fold it like 7 times, and you bend it in half until it's so tight, and you basically do like the lighter technique. You put it underneath
garments.
Really? And I saw it done. What? Very impressive.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
So since we're drinking Distill beer, and you work for Distill, what do you do out at Distill?
I work in shipping. So basically...
Importing, exporting.
I can't church up a resume like you do. Yeah. I work in logistics.
Okay.
That's called that. I mean, everyone still works the bottling and canning line there as much as they can, whenever it calls for. But yeah, I pull out orders, kind of do everything. There's a lot of cross training there and stuff. So,
what about CrossFit?
CrossFit, a lot of CrossFit.
Yeah.
Like lifting kegs.
You guys do CrossFit.
Shape.
Wow. I didn't realize so much.
This is just from kegs.
Put those things way on if this room can fit those.
Like I just lift those things.
Bro.
Quads for days.
Bro, do you even CrossFit?
Do you even squat, bro?
Yeah.
So this creek that we are drinking, it's a kettle soured version of a Belgian style fruit lambic with the addition of Montgomery tart cherry from Michigan. The beer presents with a bright red color and fruity cherry aroma, which is followed by a flavor and tartness that evokes memories of eating tart, underripe cherries right off the tree from the family farm's orchard. Now, my family...
Montgomery or Montmorency?
Is this Montgomery?
Okay, I just wasn't sure. Because I know Montmorency is like a type of cherry, too.
There's a hint of residual sweetness from the fruit, and it's balanced by the overall dryness and underlying lactic sourness of the base beer. Yeah, my family did not have cherry trees, so...
Really?
No.
Wow.
We had black...
bitch. See, my family had, like, cherries, oranges, kiwis, anything I wanted.
I just had apple.
Walked out, and I got it.
And we had some blackberry
bushes. I'm just kidding. The only tree we had was a crab apple tree.
Oh, geez. We really tapped into something here. So Drew, what's some of your favorite breweries that you've visited in your travels?
I've visited. I'm a huge fan of Solemn Oath out in Naperville. I went there for a bachelor party probably like a year ago. We had rented a house on the lake of the Fox River for a bachelor party. And we went to Penrose. Penrose is really tight. Don't know if anyone's familiar with Penrose. Penrose. A couple of dudes from Goose Island that branched off, started doing like Belgian style ales.
Oh, okay.
Super solid dudes. And then, Solemn Oath out in Naperville.
Is that the one where there's like a chalkboard and you can like leave someone a beer by the
way? Yeah.
And there's like a 3-beer limit or something.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, so they're zoned differently. It is the oddest location of any brewery I've ever been to in my entire life.
Odder than Three Floyds, huh? Where you're just like in an industrial park and then you pull out.
That's how tons of breweries are.
It's almost,
that's true.
It's weird in Three Floyds. It's like you go behind some car dealerships and there's just all these warehouses and you like, and it's not even like off the beaten path or not even like off the main road there. You have to like turn and you go into this warehouse district.
Is there a...
And everything looks the exact same and there's like 20 like, you know, semi like trailer entries.
Yeah.
And the only thing that you would find Solemn Oath is because they have their logo on one of those doors.
There's a man with a lantern and you have to answer three riddles to get in to drink the beers.
And then, and then there's the troll toll.
What? Oh, you gotta pay the troll toll?
Yeah.
To get that boy's hole?
Jesus. We'll edit that out.
So you gotta pay the troll toll? Oh, interesting.
But, no, awesome. Yeah, so the way they're zoned, only can have 3 beers, but you can buy bombers. And one thing I love is super affordable. They do, like, a 22-ounce bomber, and you get a 4-pack for, like, I think a little over $20, which is pretty insane.
That's solid.
Yeah. And
it's all good beer. I haven't had one from them that I didn't like. And they're all very cool Hrothgar-approved names. They're all like Death by Viking.
Oh, yeah. I like the kind of like sarcastic names, too. Like, they have like punk rock.
Don't they have one called Tickle Fight, though, too?
Tickle Fight is their barley one.
That one's not as brutal sounding.
That's awesome. That's my favorite name.
They have a punk rock for rich kids.
I've had that one before.
And they're cool dudes. But yeah.
Well, cool. It's on my list.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Do it up.
Last time I was up in the burbs and was drinking, it was, you know, at Metal Monkey, and we did the episode with them.
I just listened to that episode, actually.
And then we went to 350 Brewing a few miles away in Tinley Park, and they got a festival coming up later this summer, MXPX Bayside,
MXPX
and the Menzingers.
I didn't know they were like still a thing.
Well, here's the thing, Mike, the singer and bass player, he's been
Mike Herrera.
Yes, Mike Herrera. He's been touring as MXPX with some hired guns. But
I have a fundamental problem with that.
I kind of did too, because when I went and saw them, it was just him, and I'm like, I knew Yuri had quit touring. But I thought Tom was still doing it, and it was just Mike and guys I didn't know, and I was like, this is probably the last time I'm ever going to see MXPX, but, you know, whatever. I mean, my old license plate was MXPX 11, like,
can I tell a quick MXPX story?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Alright, so, used to go to Cornerstone a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And, Mike Herrera used to have a side project called Arthur. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Arthur?
I have a t-shirt.
Okay, so
you guys lost me a while
ago. I went to an Arthur show, right? So it's kind of his thing, and he has some hired gun musicians fill in.
I saw him play Cornerstone.
And went to this Arthur show. A few of my friends weren't into it that I was camping with. Mm-hmm. So they didn't come with me, so I just went by myself. Checked out this Arthur show. And it's at an encore tent. And you know, like MXPX always just plays main stage, right?
Exactly.
So I'm at an encore tent, and my friends like MXPX, but they weren't really interested in this other side project. And so the band that was supposed to play after Arthur, something happened, couldn't show up, and Tom and Yuri were just there hanging out.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Mike takes off his guitar, comes over, has a bass. He goes, I think we're going to play a couple of MXPX tunes in like an encore tent. And I'm like... What? And I have to run to my campsite. And I'm like, MXPX, play a show in our quartet right now. And so hovered down there, and I saw MXPX play like 6 songs in like a little encore tent.
That's awesome.
Like 25 people.
Yeah, that's very, very cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
you tell me, like, hold on, we gotta go to my friends. I'll be right back.
But you're gonna find this interesting because I was talking to the guys at 350, and I also sent a message to Yuri on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's been confirmed it's gonna be original lineup.
Oh wow.
So I look for it. It's up in Tinley Park later this summer. Some great bands, all these Chicago breweries. It's like a punk rock beer fest.
Oh wow.
So it's an all day event. Should be a really, really kick ass time. So I will probably be there. Maybe I might be trying to work out a show recording for that. We'll see. It'd be awesome if we could get MXPX on. So anyway, what was what's our picks of the week? I think I got to go with the Punge myself.
Yeah, I'm a Punge guy.
You're wearing the High Road shirt.
So I know. I said I was gonna pick. I was gonna pick High Road because I'm wearing the High Road shirt. But honestly, I think it's just Hop Hands.
I love
Hop Hands.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't know.
It was good.
Fantastic. I don't know. I love.
It was good.
I love Hop Hands.
That was my number two. So
I'm a little more into like maltier, like balance on a double IPA. Like I kind of find that that's like the ostracizing thing of IPAs with people. It's like they either like that dry, like grapefruity, bitter. Or they kind of like that hoppy balance.
And after three like, super juicy IPAs and pale, pulpy. This Creek Sour has been a nice palate cleanser.
I agree. It's been good. And I cherry, anytime there's a cherry sour, that's like.
And it's not like the cherry, it's. I don't want to say subtle because, I mean, it's pronounced, but it's not.
It's tart cherry, and on the end, you get a little bit of that, like cinnamon. Like a lot of cherry sours to me have some. Like a little bit of. I get like a little bit of like a cinnamon flavor. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but
no, we use a lot of cinnamon.
We drop sticks and sticks, but you know, like a lot of the time, like I know, like Side Project, their Battleton cherry sour, like to me, has like
I haven't had that one.
I wish I knew somebody to have
it. Oh yeah, we'll see what we can do. Somebody had to go buy some bottles of that instead of going to the distill. Recording with the kickback.
I have my priorities, all right?
It happens.
You're a busy guy. You're a father.
I'm a busy guy.
All right. Well, did you have fun, Drew?
I had a blast.
We'll have to have you back.
Yeah.
He's pretty responsible. Doesn't tap the table a lot.
Yeah.
Doesn't shout at anyone.
Yeah, he didn't show up drunk.
Not that that's ever happened.
But granted, we're recording at 11 a.m. Let's be honest. It's not at 11 p.m.
The next show we do, I'm going to make him shot like a bottle of Mocha Wednesday before we even record, and then we'll see how fun he gets.
Oh, boy.
You might die.
I just get dark.
Or is that something we're gonna do? Like, or we make people
bottle chug? Yeah, I say we need to start that tradition. I need to get some straws, and like I think like every show we should make somebody just like at the very just start the show.
So we don't have to bottle do it, right? Because we're the host.
No, we should just play a game where like
spin the bottle,
like something like that. Yeah, and then whoever just gets dicked has to do like a bottle bong to start the show.
Oh boy,
I think we should make that a thing.
We could try.
Yeah, aim for the stars.
Yep.
All right. Well. You Drunkomaniacs, I think we're going to call it a day, or a week, and we will see you next Sunday. So
I'm so glad you got to hear my voice again.
Yeah, it's great to have you back across from me, staring at me creepily.
I got to be with the OG cast.
Yeah, that's right, OG. This OG.
OG, original gangsta. All right, well, until next week, may your music be loud, and your beer's cold. We'll see you in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.